Dear Caro and Corey is proudly brought to you by Red Energy. Most satisfied customers 12 years in a row. Isn't it time you called Red Energy on 131 806?
And now it's time for Dear Caro and Corey. Corey, I absolutely love this dilemma. In fact, it makes my blood boil. Dear Caro and Corey, and this comes from Karen, a lovely podcast friend, a listener who's come to us. I invited a friend to a black tie event with a month's notice and she accepted. I've got a bad feeling already about this, Corey. The Friday before
the frosty tone is dripping off the page, Karen.
The Friday before the Tuesday event, I sent a reminder text, which you sort of do, you know, looking forward to seeing you, whatever, whatever. And the following morning, Saturday, she sent a text opting out as she had a friend in town that weekend who was leaving Tuesday and she would be too exhausted to go to the black tie event that night. Better to do it Saturday morning than Tuesday. Sorry to be a pain.
Can I just say that is in quotes. So obviously Karen's friend has said opting out. Do you think?
Yeah, because she's going to be too exhausted
by the
Tuesday.
But those are her words.
And that, you know, at least she's doing it Saturday rather than Tuesday. Is it appropriate, asked Karen, to text a cancellation, especially to a black tie event? Should it at least have been a phone call? And is it appropriate to cancel a black tie event at such short notice? It's not like it was a coffee catch-up, says Karen. He hasn't made contact since, and neither have I. Signed, disappointed in a friend. Well, that's Karen. You know what? I wouldn't have caught up with her either. I think that is disgraceful behaviour.
Look, yeah.
No.
On so many levels. Like, first of all, Karen, your friend who says that she has a friend in town on the weekend and she'll be too tired on Tuesday night to go out.
Man up, friend. Man up, seriously.
You're not allowed to say man up.
Woman up then. Woman up.
Her person really? Up. That's pathetic. And secondly, the opting out. I just hate that phrase.
I think the other thing is, and Karen's absolutely right, to do it by text message, gutless, really cowardly. I mean, at least stand up and have the courage of your convictions and call up. I mean, it's a personal conversation at the very least. Even then, it's bad form to do it opt out. And that was, opt was a banned word by one of my early sports editors, Jeff Slattery. He hated opt and he's right. You don't opt out because you've got a friend staying and you certainly don't do it by text. And I think Karen makes a good point. I mean, yes, cancel a coffee. I think you could, it's a bit annoying to do it by text, but you know, and I think you should actually speak to people, but I do understand texting for a walk or a coffee is sort of excusable with enough notice. But
well, I have a dilemma this morning because I'm having dinner tonight. We were supposed to be having dinner tonight. We are with friends and husband Pete is still feeling the effects of COVID, so has decided not to come to town today. And so I just text the friend saying, oh, it'll just be me tonight. Now, should I call them? It's a casual dinner out, so it's a, you know, either split or...
Yeah, because they might say, look, frankly, we, you know, if we're not getting both of you...
Come on.
Well, that's happened to me a few times. I mean, I've been asked to things and I've said, look, sounds great, but Brendan's busy and Brendan's working that night, so... thinking they might come back and say, oh, no, but you still come. Mm. But they go, oh, well, we'll do it another time.
Well, see, I must be more popular because my friends have said, yeah, that's fine.
Well,
yeah,
that often happens with me too. But
my friends said, we get to share you. I went, oh, that's sweet.
It's not a competition, Corey.
Okay. Let's get back to Karen.
Yeah, sorry.
Caro, one of the other things that if Karen is quoting her friend correctly, and I'm assuming that she is because there are quotation marks around this, better to do it Saturday morning than Tuesday. Sorry to be a pain. I mean, that makes my blood boil too.
Which is sort of saying...
I'm justifying myself.
Yeah, like, which is sort of saying I might have done it Tuesday. I mean, no, you would not have done it Tuesday, you rude woman or male. I don't know actually whether it's male. Oh, it is. It's a she.
It's a woman. She.
No, never, no good time to do it. Maybe 2 weeks before, which would have given Karen time to invite someone else. That's the other thing. She's now got to find someone else to invite. Presumably she's paid or someone has paid for this ticket to this black tie event.
Well, this is another dilemma. If you rang me 3 days before and said, oh, we've got a black tie event on Tuesday, some people have pulled out, do you want to come on the table? My first thought would be, Weddings are different. Like, we've discussed weddings before. You're just so overjoyed to be invited. We get guest lists and everything. But if it's a black tie event, my first thought would be, well, why didn't she ask me? This happened to me with the National Gallery Women's Lunch a couple of years ago. And my feelings were so hurt that I hadn't been invited on the table originally that I could hardly respond because, first of all, I suddenly knew about it. Secondly, all my friends were on the table because it was like, oh, you'll know all the gang. And I was so – I didn't know how to reply. I actually couldn't go as the last date. I just was so mortified. So that's an interesting dilemma as well.
Yeah,
how's Karen going to fill that table?
I understand that with a gallery thing some sort of thing like an arts event, because you might have had a group you've always had, you've always invited, and
But then you're not in the group. Oh, I don't know. It's a bit weird. It's a bit funny that. But I think it presents Karen with another dilemma, which is how does she then – she has to work hard to get someone over the line to buy that $180 ticket or
and
$100
ticket. Or she's got to go to the black tie event on her own. Oh. On every level, this is a very slack friend. And, you know, it's interesting you say about the late invitations, just quickly moving it along, because, you know, Mum organises and all her gang organise bridge birthdays where there's 20, 30 people and, you know, you've got to have four, so it's got to be a multiple of four. And you've always got to have a reserve. Because, you know, when you've got 28 women, for example, or 24 women or 20 women, there is a likelihood, you know, a probability of numbers.
But that's an understanding of the interchange.
Someone's going to get sick or but it's someone's birthday. So Mum said, Mum said, you make the reserve someone who is not a close friend.
Ah.
Or would not be expected to be invited.
Oh, that's a very good idea.
Yes, which I think is a very good idea.
Now, with Karen, so Karen has presented us with a dilemma, and I'm presuming.
So maybe your gallery friend should have, they shouldn't have asked another good friend. They should have asked a sort of semi-friend.
I'm holding a grudge there, clearly. No, I'm not. Seriously, gallery friend, I'm not.
Thank you.
Getting back to Karen, though. So she's asking us, probably, I imagine, for our advice. So we are sharing an emotion and we agree with you, Karen, bad behaviour. But you say she hasn't made contact since and either have I. Now, I wonder if you're asking us, I'm going to just jump in and tell you anyway what we think. For me personally, I would not be seeking to pursue this relationship at the moment. In other words, I wouldn't be texting, let's catch up for a coffee or what are you doing next weekend. I would just let this, for a couple of reasons. Firstly, you just are so offended, you probably can't talk to that friend. You're probably so agitated. But also I think there just needs to be time out on this friendship for a bit.
Silent treatment.
Well, just time out. No, I never call it silent treatment. I just think sometimes time out where you can just kind of gather, regroup, because friendships are important. We don't know how close this friend is to Karen, but this might be a lovely relationship and you just don't want to spoil it over something like this. I just think time out. Just take a big deep breath. It might be a month, might be longer. You might decide after 3 months, oh, I haven't heard from her. Actually, I don't need her in my life anymore. But I just think time out.
See, I wonder whether it would have been better for Karen to immediately text back or ring.
No, ring, Caro, ring and say, what are you doing?
Ring this person and not give her the silent treatment or time out, but just call her and say, listen, I'm really hurt. We were going to this thing. We've planned it a while ago. It was a month's notice. So you said yes. I'm really disappointed that you've let me down and I don't think you should text, because you need to start as you mean to go on in some friendships and in some relationships. So that's the alternative. Call her out and call her out now.
I just want to say to any friends listening, if I've ever done any of this bad behaviour to over the years, please feel free to write in to Dick, Carol and Corey. I'm racking my brains thinking, have I ever done something apart from sickness?
Don't text.
Oh, yeah,
I think
absolutely.
Probably you should have called that person about tonight, to be honest, if you don't mind me saying.
Oh, do you think?
Yep, I think you should have called. It doesn't sound like they're offended, but I think as a rule, you need to call up.
All right, I'll do that as soon as we get out of the studio.
Texting is another, you know, new social legacy of...
I know, I just suppose because we organised dinner via text, I'm sort of feeling that we're in a bit of a texty situation. But yes, I will do that, Caro. That's very good advice. See, we take our own advice here on Dear Caro and Gori.
Karen, we sympathise. You are right to be offended. I think you should call your friend and outline your issues with the way she's behaved. But you might decide to just let it lie for a while. But there's neither alternative is right, but they're both good alternatives.